Food Bank of Alaska and the faith community combined forces this week to distribute turkeys to all and all the trimmings to families in Anchorage and the Mat-Su Valley. It's the 8th year of the Thanksgiving Blessing Project, and like the previous 7, this distribution drew more families than the year before. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
When Food Bank of Alaska Executive Director Susanna Morgan arrived at her office Tuesday morning, she found a message awaiting her.
Your Thanksgiving baskets, they've been a godsend. This year is the very first year that I went to Cross Point. They were so well organized and so joyful, every person, and I didn't have to stand outside for 1 minute.
For Morgan, the message was gratifying, if tinged with a bittersweet quality.
We regret that the need grows every year. We regret that more and more of our neighbors need help getting a festive meal on the table for Thanksgiving. But we are delighted that the community rallies together to make sure that that happens, to make sure that no one is in need on at least this one day in the year.
This year's Thanksgiving meal distribution was up 11% over last year. The overall distribution at the four valley sites was just over 1,400 families, or 20% more than 2010. Morgan says because this was the second year for the Blessing Project in the valley, she expected a big jump as word spread from last year. In Anchorage, the increase was 9% from 7 distribution centers across the city, including nearly 200 home deliveries. That amounted to well over 6,700 meals, nearly 600 more than in 2010.
We worked out the poundage this year, and we figured out that it was more than 750,000 pounds of food that are distributed on Thanksgiving Blessing Day. The small meals are intended for 4, and they go up to larger meals at the size of 8. So we're talking between 25,000 and 30,000 individual meals.
The faith community not only collected food, but most of the distribution sites were at churches. Thousands of volunteers took part in both. Morgan says this was the first year for home deliveries. She says it's a service that will likely remain fairly small in future blessings.
I want to make sure that everyone who can actually gets out of their house and comes down to a blessing site, because the sites are wonderful. They feel like a community festival. Faith community works really hard to make sure that it is welcoming and a loving experience, and I don't want anyone to miss that.
Morgan says while the state of Alaska's Department of Health and Social Services does provide a grant of about $27,000 for the statewide purchase of turkeys, the bulk of the food, especially the fixings, comes from community sources. Farmers are asked for apples and potatoes. Churches and other organizations across South Central Alaska have food drives, all to make certain there's enough turkeys and fixings for every family that comes. And this year, that's all 7,322 of them, including Morgan's message lever.
This means everything to me. It means whether I have Thanksgiving or not, and I want to thank you for all you do. Bye.
In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.